Watching our current weather pattern, that might have the possibility of bringing some very cold temperatures. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Last couple of days, we've been experiencing some colder-than-normal temperatures. John Baranek is the DTN meteorologist, and he said that may stick with us for a few more days.
Really the entire region, and we'll just have to check on cloud cover behind that. If skies can clear out, I think we've got a better shot on Saturday morning, really kind of area-wide to see potential here for some temperatures, at least in the 30s, but getting down to 32 or even down to 34 may be possible. So it would be very, very early if it did. And of course, I know a lot of folks here would really dread seeing that after some really good weather for a lot of us here over the summer. That would just really give us a kick in the pants for that. But thankfully, it's so hard to do that I don't think it's going to happen. And if it does happen, it might be just a very small area here or there.
Now, the weather system that's the cause of all this, is this kind of tied to some of those sisters, the La Nina, and some of those effects, or is this really nothing to do with that?
Really nothing to do with it, Keith. This is just kind of a fluke that we've got, you know, last week's and now this week's big troughs, big upper-level troughs coming down from Canada. That's not typically what we see with this. Now, we're kind of on the cusp of La Nina. It hasn't really developed yet. And with it still in development, this is completely different from that. So, it's just kind of a fluke and a freak of a weather system that's moving through. You know, as we get into September, though, weather's kind of goes a little more chaotic.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.